You're listening to Come Curious.
The one about threesomes continued. Wink.
Because we cannot get enough of threesomes, obviously.
Obviously.
And your stories.
I thought you meant my Instagram stories. I got excited then.
No.
Did you see the ones I put up yesterday of me handling a huge house spider?
I skipped through them because I was like, what the fuck's going on here?
Yeah, man, it was touch and go for a moment. I was, trying to walk out big, this giant, big old boy.
Out here, we have rattlesnakes, just to one-up you. Yeah.
Okay, well, when you have to deal with a rattlesnake by your bed, I'm there. I'm fucking there.
Yeah, hopefully not.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Not. But what I was saying was the curious fuckers stories about their threesomes are so good.
Yes, we keep getting them in. We always need more. Like, they honestly, the curious fuckers stories are giving me life at the moment. Oh, some of them,
I love them,
are literally such shuck and shuck and awe.
Wait, what?
They shuck and awe. Shock and awe. Shock.
Shock.
Jesus. Okay, we're in one of those moods today where, like, everything's coming out all at once.
We should be honest, really. We're pre-recording a couple of episodes because I'm going on a road trip with my dad for a month.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
So cute. I mean, like, any of us saying that they're going on a trip with their dad is wild. I'm so proud of your dad. I feel like he's just a new man. I love this.
My journey with my dad as well because of the podcast. I'm like, daddy issues, but now, like, maybe they're gone because
he fucking stepped up, bro.
My dad is, like, legit the dad I always dreamed of right now, which is crazy. And we're going on a road trip for a month together around the United States.
It's gonna be so healing.
So healing. Oh my gosh.
Also, might be tricky, like, fucking holiday with any of your family members. It's holiday.
Definitely going to be tricky. Yeah. So, we're pre-recording a couple of episodes, and then we have a really exciting two episodes with our producer, Em, stepping into my role, which I'm really excited about.
Yes, we've been working with Em a long time now, and she is a sex educator herself, a sex content creator, and it's really nice to have her actually on the podcast as a fucking co-host. We can't wait. It's gonna be good.
Yeah.
So, curious fuckers, we're excited to announce that this episode has been sponsored by Blue Chew.
So sick. Such a perfect thing for us to advertise on the podcast because we are all about sexual positivity in so many different ways. And we need to reduce the stigma around using products like Blue Chew.
And so Florence and I have spoken a lot about erectile dysfunction before in the past, and we understand that it can be a huge mental blockage for penis owners out there. But knowing that you have a pill might be able to help you on your road to recovery.
So Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same ingredients as Viagra and other blue pills, but it's also a chewable tablet.
These pills don't have to be for ED. You can just use them to have a fun, sexy night, especially if you're making content.
The process is simple. Sign up at bluechew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive a prescription within days.
I've had quite a few partners before in the past that have used these pills, and it was just part of our sex conversation. I really noticed how much it took the pressure off of sex for them to perform.
Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at bluechew.com. Chew it and do it.
And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code CURIOUS at the checkout. All you need to do is pay $5 shipping.
That's bluechew.com, promo code CURIOUS, CURIOUS, to receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information.
And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Before we get into the curious fucker stories about their threesomes and our general threesome episode, should we go over some of our sexual updates?
Yeah, I think we need to. Pussy be popping right now.
And Reed, if I'm not mistaken, you kind of alluded to something in the last episode and you were like, I don't know whether to tell the curious fuckers and me or not. And I think maybe now you're deciding that you are.
Well, I spoke to Jakub and I got the like, all clear, with a little bit of a tentative all clear, which is completely understandable, because it is complicated and confusing. And we've spoken about daddy issues and DDLG play before, and it's still a little bit of a tricky one for both Jakub and I, and definitely me. I am struggling with it. It's not just as simple as being like, oh, daddy, you know, like that's never sat well for me. But there are things that we've played with around that that have scared us both with how turned on that we've been. The first one I noticed was like, you know, like it starts off as a joke and then it turns into like, oh, Jesus. So like I was sitting on his knee. This was after dinner, sitting on his knee, and he started bouncing me playfully. Bro. Yeah. But I was literally like, I was like, what the fuck is this? I was like, okay, what? I was like, stop for a second. This is freaking me out. And he was like, what? You know, like playing onto it. And him fully bouncing me like a kid on his knee was a mixture of like fully like melting into it, like melting, enjoying it, but also being extremely turned on, like my pussy galloped. Wow. Hard. I was like, oh Jesus, so I get it now, this is okay. And then things have kind of like transpired from there, and we've spoken about it in depth, and we touch upon it, but we're both like still quite about it, don't really know how we feel about it. The next thing that turned us both on without even really thinking, we were fucking in spoons, and I grabbed his hand and put his thumb in my mouth, right?
Yeah,
okay. No, before that we were watching TV and I was kind of like almost sucking his thumb. I've never been a thumb sucker, just to put it out there, but
yeah, no, me
almost
neither.
Like being cradled and like hit, like playing around with his fingers on my lips. That was like while we were watching TV. The next time we were fucking in spoons, I put his thumb in my mouth and then he was pulling it in and out of my mouth, and oh my god, it made me come so fucking quick.
Oh my god,
so quick. And I was literally in shock. I was like, what the fuck was that? Like, I'm like, no, I don't like that. Rejecting. Don't want this anymore. This is fucking weird. And he's like laughing about it and like enjoying it, enjoying me squirm about it. And yeah, so, all right. Well, you know, it's kind of childhood wounding right there, but with his penis and
fucking
thumb.
Love so. This. Yeah. It is.
So yeah, like very tentatively, potentially going to explore some. Well, I don't know, because it's. I'm still like, what the fuck about it, man? You know, it's like.
I love DDLG. Not that I've like ever really properly explored it, but I'm very interested in it.
Yeah, I'm loving the shame part of it. I think that's what I'm enjoying most about it, because the squirming uncomfortableness is also part of like the humiliation and like like the blushing part of it. And the fact that he's also like, yeah, this is fucking hot. And I'm like, oh, Jesus, I don't know what to do. So
yeah.
But why? Why is there shame? Why is there shame? I don't know what, like, how do we get rid of this? Because
I just think it's super... There's something really, really, like, we've all got our inner child inside of us. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's really important for us to connect with it in different ways.
Yeah.
And I feel like DDLG is just a way of connecting with our inner child in like a really playful way that is also, I guess, taboo, which obviously
the taboo.
We know makes things so much hotter.
Yeah.
Like, it's the whole, like, it's why people are so interested in anal sex, because they just think it's so taboo, and like the taboo nature of it and the dirtiness of like that hole and, you know, all of that makes people like, oh, fuck, I want to do that. Mm. Yeah.
My fantasies have gotten like really fucking weird recently because of it. Yeah. So, yeah. Well, you know, I'll keep you updated with those.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. We will.
I'm going to sit squirming if this elevates. So
need to tell you more, like, please borrow my daddy, you can borrow him for some DDLG loving, you know, that's okay. Actually, I should probably ask him if he's cool with that first, like me renting him out.
yeah I also think what's really cool about DDLG is that it doesn't have to incorporate gender, and you can do it with like whatever gender your partner is.
Yeah. I mean, I love switching it up for Jacob. Like sometimes like, yes, come here, come to mummy's bosom. He's not into it the same way, but like I'm like waiting for him to just like relax into and be like, yeah, I love this, but no, not yet. We're still getting
But you
there.
Could also be daddy, you know?
Yeah. No, this is turning me on. Daddy's little boy is turning me the fuck on right now, bro.
Yeah, you can also be daddy.
Yeah, suck daddy's dick. That's it. Yes.
Exactly. So my friend, one of my friends who is a really proud lesbian, once told me that I needed to open my eyes to what daddy could mean in regards to who could be daddy. And I was like, fuck, you are so right. Anyone could be daddy.
Anyone could be daddy. It doesn't even have to involve a dick. It's just about like that daddy-dom vibe. The nurturing, caring, I've got you, I'm holding you.
Slight ownership vibe.
Yeah, yeah, fuck me. Okay, all right, well, let's fucking go then.
let's do this.
Let's fucking go, right, okay.
Do you want me to be your daddy?
Enough about my fucking, you know, like reupholstered trauma. How you doing, Florence? What's your updates?
Well, I have been storing this update for a little bit because it's something that happened during when me and Mr. Cowboy first started dating, and it's been something that we have kind of had in our throuple as something that's good to get a good and clear picture of our kinks and fetishes. We hadn't slept with each other yet and we were sitting fireside playing chess, of course, Mr. Cowboy whips out his phone and says, you know, this is my kink list. And let's like talk about it. So he gave me his phone and I read through like a list of different things that he was interested in. And we went through them all. And like, I was like, yeah, I'm really into that. Or like, yeah, no, not so much that one. And it was just like a really, 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 really good way of being able to talk about everything that you could possibly explore together and just give yourself like a good picture of that person, really. So yeah. I then went on to create my own kink list.
Nice. And
Annie also created her own kink list. So we've just been swapping our kink lists with each other.
That's so perfect. I wonder, there's got to be some kind of app where you write it all in and then it like matches you. Links it up. I feel like there's got to be something out there.
Yeah, especially if you're like a little bit nervous about some of the things that you're writing down and you want it to be matched equally. Obviously, I don't give a shit if someone says, yeah, that's not really for me. And I also think it's quite nice to be able to see the full plethora of what someone's into, because then you can make your mind up on whether that's something you want to try and you might not have ever heard about it before.
Yeah. Also, you know, like, let's copyright that. If somebody wants to make that app, then just get in touch and do it with us.
Yeah.
We can shout it out.
Yeah. That'd be sick. Maybe we need to get into the app game.
Oh, okay, perfect. Oh, yeah, business women, you know, this just business. You've got things like this these days. Let's fucking go. Let's make an app. Let's fucking.
We need to figure out some way of making money from this blasted career we've decided to.
I know why. Why did we do sex ed when the whole fucking online world is against sex ed? And
we should have done travel.
What
we should have done travel,
food, clothes, fucking fashion, anything. Bro. Like anything else that wasn't helping the masses feel good about themselves. Clearly,
fuck
because
that. Yeah,
like, do you know how much money we put into this? How much money we
actually
lost?
Insane.
It's actually insane. We could be fucking so rich by now, but no.
No.
At least OnlyFans got our backs. Yeah. Oh, bro, snap. Like, Thank fuck for OnlyFans, otherwise we would be fucked.
Fucked.
Really.
Yeah. We wouldn't have time to do this if it wasn't for OnlyFans.
No. Well, we couldn't afford to do this if it wasn't for OnlyFans. We would have had to throw in the towel. Like,
when is
years
OnlyFans going to sponsor our podcast for reals?
But honestly, I would love, that would be fucking amazing. But they're so anti-sex work, even though sex work made them. they're so anti-sex work. They're just, oh, it's actually so disgusting. Like, I don't
maybe
know why
we're just going to leave.
OnlyFans.
Maybe we'll leave go to another one. Maybe we will.
Listen to this, OnlyFans. We're fucking going somewhere else. Somewhere where fetish is actually accepted and you can have, because, you know, in OnlyFans, this is on the no-no list. Menstruation, no-no.
That's fucked.
And I did a Valentine's video and I ended up bleeding a tiny little bit because I was fucking myself with a candle. And that's not allowed on OnlyFans. I'm not allowed to sell that content. On top of which, you're also not allowed to sell.
Was the candle a light?
No, it wasn't. No, it was originally a light, but I turned it off.
Yeah,
you know, like.
Turned
but
it off.
But also,
yeah.
Learned that you're not allowed to fuck yourself with household objects that aren't meant for penetration. Not allowed to do that.
Fucked.
Not allowed lactation.
Yeah, that's fucked.
Honestly, so many things. So it's just like so anti-women. We need to, not allowed torture. Every time I write in torture, lololol, tickle torture. That is not allowed. Not allowed peeing, any kind of water sports. There's just so many things are not allowed on OnlyFans, which is why you need to email us directly for the videos, okay? Email us. Email me for my candle fucking Valentine's Day video, please. Because I can't sell that anywhere.
That's so interesting.
Anyway. Okay, Florence, to start us off, we're doing a cheeky game of Would You Rather. You ready?
Right. Yeah. So ready.
Would you rather have a threesome with two of your ex-lovers or two of your ex-friends? Oh, Jesus, Lord. What? That is so... No. Oh
shit. I guess ex-lovers could be like, it doesn't have to be an actual boyfriend / partner. It could be like a fuck buddy.
Or yeah. And it could also, it doesn't have to be recent, right? Like
exactly.
Please let it not be recent.
Yeah. Then two of my ex-lovers. Because two of my ex-friends. Ex-friends sounds more like people that you wouldn't want to fuck.
I'm thinking like, you know, like friends that you had that you're not friends with anymore.
Exactly. So you wouldn't want to fucking have a threesome with them, but you
absolutely
would. It's
not.
Okay to have a threesome with ex-lovers because, you know, they come and go.
I'm thinking of boyfriends, like partners, not really like, because like ex people that you fucked before in the past, like, sure, I feel like that's easy. This has got to be difficult. This has got to be exes that you've been in a relationship with and haven't, and then friends that you've been in a relationship with and are not anymore. So it could be fucking awkward as hell.
That would be so awkward. I'd definitely still say ex-lovers.
I think I would say the same, ex-lovers.
Yeah. Who would you choose to be in your threesome of ex-lovers?
No, this is such an evil question. Okay, going on feelings right now.
Yeah.
I think it's too much. It's too much for the recent ex. It's going to have to be
like
ex-Thomas and ex-Thomas before that.
Yeah.
But like my first ex-Thomas, I haven't spoken to him in like 15 years. That's going to be fucking weird.
That would be awkward. That would be awkward.
Just the whole thing would be awkward. Okay, what about you? Please help me. Put me out of my misery.
I have two exes that have the same name and I'd probably go for those two.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right. Quarantine Bay and one of my first ever boyfriends when I was 17 to 19.
Also, what's with this double name situation? You're doing a double name, I'm doing a double name.
Oh, whoa. God, yeah.
Bro.
What the hell? We have a type.
The type, I'm dead.
Oh, man. Okay, the next one is, would you rather be spit roasted or left out to watch?
Spit
not
roasted?
What you're going to say.
100%. 100%. Left out to watch? What am I going to do? Sit on my thumb? No.
Yeah, I would also be spit roasted.
Yeah. I want to be the centre of attention.
Oh, this one's a hard one. FFM or MMF?
Oh! Okay, I'm saying... I don't think it's hard, man. M, double M, two dudes. I want male, female.
That's a hard one for me because I've always had an MMF fantasy.
Yeah.
But I'm in an FFM throuple, so gotta say FFM because I need some of that pussy also.
Yeah, I also think like shit's changed for you. The fantasy is so different to the reality. You know, fantasy of having two guys actually might just be a fucking lot. But like, if it's another girl, it's kind of cute.
I don't know if I would actually even like that in reality.
Yeah.
Because my mind has been changing about the men's.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Yeah, yeah. I'm just like, no, I would love that. I am so into that shit right now.
What about FFF threesome?
FFF? Wait, where's the dick? I don't understand. No, I am joking, strap-ons. Obviously. Yeah, 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 yeah. I don't love strap-on as much. Them. No, you do not. No, and that just sounds like really cute, very magical, very like beautiful. It might not be.
I mean, it doesn't have to be. It could be fucking kinky as hell.
Might be fucking like double daddy dom situation.
Exactly.
With the little girl. Oh
fuck me.
Jesus. All right. Like, I take it back. I don't need no dick. No. I just need like double thumb in my mouth. Clearly, like just suck it away. Fuck me. Yeah.
Okay, read the next one.
Okay. Role play as three blind mice or as the Powerpuff Girls? You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking about the three blind mice from Shrek, like the really like old English dudes. Like, yeah, you want it?
And you're all like, hey, where?
Donking and not knowing where anything is.
Oh, absolutely. The Powerpuff Girls would be so cringe, though.
Yeah.
Well, it would also, I'd be probably better than three blind mice. Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, it could be cute, three blind mice, and it could be cute, but like, we're on the DDLG right now. Like, it's got to be Powerpuff Girls because their dad was fucking hot, bro.
Was he?
Yeah, he was like, kind of like the lab guy.
Oh, yeah, you're into that.
Yeah.
And the last one is, have a threesome on a single bed or in a port-a-loop.
What?
I couldn't even get that out. In a port-a-loop.
In a port... What kind of port-a-loo? Because there are like, are we talking about festival port-a-loo here? Are we talking about like fresh port-a-loo that no one's been in yet?
No, I would say it's probably more likely a festival port-a-loo. It's definitely gonna happen, a single bed.
It has to be a single bed. Like, single bed, there is still a weird kind of hotness with a single bed. You're very cramped, you're squished in. It's not ideal to sleep in, but fucking, yeah.
You can make it work.
Yeah, easy, yeah. Port-a-loo, even if there's no one has shat or piss in there, you're still already smelling the chemicals. That is an open hole into death.
Yeah, not good.
But it happens, you know. I'm not going to say no to fucking in a port-a-loo.
I would.
If it's the only place I can fuck, then, you know.
Oh, God, the smell, though?
It's actually making
me... No, that wouldn't. Jump. No.
Not okay.
Absolutely not. Three people in a port-a-loo, no.
Wait, what? This was a threesome? Oh, absolutely not. There's no way. There's no way.
Exactly.
There's just no way.
This is the threesome episode. Yeah.
Fuck. I mean, that would make sense. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so a curious fucker sent in this story about their threesome. So I've always wanted a threesome. To be honest, I've always had a thing for females since I was in high school, but never done anything about it until a drunken uni kiss with a mate. Anyway, had the chance of a threesome with a fab couple about 15 years ago, but not long after I met my now ex-husband, so didn't go through with it. Mm. Absolutely gutted looking back. Recently discussed the options with my now partner, who was up for it. So we arranged an escort when we were on holiday in Krakow.
Is that how you say that?
Krakow?
Krakow.
So when you imagine how excited I was, of course, a bit nervous, but more excited. Until the day before, he pulls out the idea as he doesn't want to be jealous of seeing me with another girl.
Oh,
utterly
no.
Gutted, but yet again I put a guy first before myself. Hopefully I will have a threesome in the afterlife.
In the afterlife, stop!
No.
Okay, firstly, I rate that you're using escorts for this. This is amazing. I feel like it is about the sex work experience. That's so good.
Yeah.
Pay for your pleasure. Come on.
I actually think it's a really, really, really good way of getting your sexual desires met where with safety, with like just knowing that you're gonna have a great experience and like you've got a professional there. I think more people should be using sex workers.
Yeah, I agree. I feel really sorry for you for going through that where it was just there. And it's understandable that your partner's pulled out. Having a threesome with another person can spark up feelings of jealousy and envy and confusion and possessiveness. These are all very natural emotions to have, but they're ones we shouldn't hide from or flee from. They should be ones that we acknowledge or maybe fight through and see how we deal with them when it comes out the other side. Like, it's okay to feel jealous. That is part of being human.
Jealousy is a really great emotion. Actually, it's something that my therapist told me as I'm now in a throuple, so I started talking about jealousy in my therapy sessions. His theory is that jealousy is just a two-parter of some of our childhood wounds. So that's the abandonment wound and also the unworthiness wound. So when you're jealous of someone, it's not actually about them, it's about yourself and how you feel about yourself. Which is a really interesting way of looking at it, I think.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I could definitely see that. It's like the same reason why we feel resentment towards our partners is because they're getting to do something we feel like we can't. That blew my fucking mind. And maybe that's why people feel jealous. It's like the fear of negativity around a threesome. Like, oh, they're doing that with another person. I want to do that. I want to be involved. I mean, you can be. But also, you can also enjoy your partner's enjoyment with somebody else. That can be a really great experience.
I do feel like quite often in those situations, it just comes from your own insecurity because honestly, like you should be feeling like you want your partner to have good experiences and to have pleasure. And the only thing that would be getting in the way of you feeling that is your own insecurities.
Yes, of course, things do get complicated if they have done something to make you feel like you can't trust them. But that's whole different thing. You know, if you're feeling some kind of envy or jealousy because you're worried about seeing your partner enjoy herself or enjoy themselves with another person, then like maybe do a deep dive, maybe talk to them about it. I think it's good to be honest, but also like jealousy can be a really good positive thing. It can bring a lot to the surface and help you deal with a lot of shit.
Yeah, for real. Like literally those childhood wounds.
Yeah.
Do we have any advice for people wanting to have a threesome or group play when their partner doesn't want to? That's a hard question because you cannot force anyone to do something sexually that they don't want to do. Like there always has to be enthusiastic consent.
I would say maybe baby steps. I feel like when we think about having a threesome with another person, we think about fucking, penetrative sex, kissing. We have a whole porn scene in our heads and it doesn't have to be like that. You can take it as slow as you like. Like, you could literally have a threesome where you say, hey, is it okay if we just all kiss first and see how we feel? Or can I have a threesome with, I mean, you can set up gender rules. I would like to have a threesome with another girl, but I can't do that with another guy. It's about nurturing your partner through this jealousy and seeing how you can get your needs met as well as not, you know, scaring them or making them feel forced into a situation they don't want to be in. Like, where's the compromise? Where's the middle point?
Yeah, I guess there is always compromise in relationships. But yeah, it's a hard one. And I think baby steps is a good answer. And also maybe watching porn that is of threesomes and group sex to sort of just like, you know, like, are you sure you don't want to do this? Like, just give them a little bit more information, maybe, and like really explain to them why it's important to you, because maybe that would change the conversation slightly. But also, if your partner just doesn't want to do it, you can't force them to.
No, you can't force them, but you also have to ask yourself, is it something that you need to feel sexually satisfied and fulfilled? And if it is something you need, then it is a bigger conversation. I would also say it's really helpful to sort of write down or talk about your fears when it comes to a threesome. Why? What is stopping you? Why is it that you're apprehensive? You know, what's the worst case scenario to have? Sometimes if you talk about it, you go, actually, yeah, that's pretty ridiculous, you know? Or just go, yeah, I'm afraid of that too. But like, let's face this fear together.
Yeah, I think it's really, really nice when you're having a conversation about jealousy in a threesome or a throuple situation.
Yes.
And the other person's like, oh my God, I felt jealous of this thing too. And it just really like, it makes your emotions valid to yourself as well.
Yeah, there's healthy jealousy and there's unhealthy jealousy. Healthy jealousy is the one where you're happy to talk about it and happy to do a deep dive, discuss it with everyone, because again, it's a normal emotion. Unhealthy jealousy is where you hide from it, you don't talk about it, and then it builds up this negativity and resentment, and then it comes out in other ways. Like, you want to be honest and open about your jealousy. It's okay to be jealous.
Yeah. So we have more fails from the curious fuckers.
Please,
and I am
let's
so
go.
Excited.
Okay, all right. This curious fucker says, was having a threesome with another girl and guy and she started crying halfway through.
Oh, that's so sad. No.
Oh, I mean, sad and or a turn on, but mainly sad.
Oh my gosh.
I know, I'm fucked up right now.
So it just turned into like a little cuddle puddle, which is also really cute.
Yeah, like that, like crying during sex is so normal. It's actually so normal. It just happens. So it's just about comforting that person, being like, right, let's slow down. Let's take a beat. It's okay that you're crying. Like, let's have a cuddle.
Yeah.
And no pressure to start up. But if you feel safe to, let's go.
Yeah. Okay, the next one is, was having sex with a couple and they started fighting because of something to do with the kids. Never doing committed couples again.
Oh my God, fighting in the middle of a threesome. Fuck, that's deep. Their brains were not in it right there. I mean,
no,
fucking
that's funny.
Tough when you have kids, bro. Like, that is hard.
Mm-mm.
Okay, this one said yes to a threesome with my friend and her boyfriend. He never touched me and then cried afterwards thinking she was going to leave with me. Oh, that fucking anxious attachment got him deep, bro.
Yeah, that is severe anxious attachment.
Yeah, immediately crying afterwards. That sucks. Like, he's got to go through therapy, he needs to get some help. Jeez.
I mean, if anything, sometimes threesomes are just a really good way of showing you the things that you need to work on in therapy.
Yes. Yeah. If you're saying no, then speak to a professional about it for sure. I mean, again, we've all been there. We've all had that anxious attachment of, oh my God, they don't want to be with me anymore. They're definitely going to leave me for someone else. Like, that is a normal thought that we have. But when it actually dictates your life and your relationship and how you behave, that's when you need to seek help.
Was swinging with another cishet couple and the men couldn't get it up in front of each other. Well, good thing this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew.
That'd actually be pretty dope. If you're all nervous, then just like all of you together, pop a blue pill.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's kind of what it could be for.
I've had great fun on fucking blue pills before. It's been, got me going.
But extra good if you can't get hard in front of another man.
Okay, we've definitely had similar stories. Was enjoying MMFF until the other woman told my partner she loved him.
If this happens this frequently, I am shook, because this isn't okay.
How, please? Like, what is it about foursomes?
This is not an opportunity to proclaim your love.
Definitely not during a foursome or threesome. Like, not during sex. No, like, let's not do that. That's something you save till afterwards. Especially the other person has a fucking partner.
Okay, so the last one is MMFF. Dudes start trying to put their dicks into a Chinese finger trap.
Okay, all right.
I'm stupid.
I mean, I am so... I would pay good money to watch that. That sounds fucking great to me. I love that.
It just sounds silly and fun, which is what sex should be. So yeah, I like
exactly.
that.
Go exactly. Exactamundo. Okay. Oh my goodness. This fuck off story. I cannot wait. Okay. My ex-girlfriend's mum was always flirting with me. Okay, what?
Wait. My ex-girlfriend's mum was always flirting with me. Huh.
Ha. Huh. All right, this is already so fucked. Okay. One day, I had gone over to hers with my mate to pick something up. The mum answered the door and let us in. I found what I needed, but when my mate and I went to leave, I noticed the mum was by the door playing with herself with her breasts out. She waves her finger to call us over and begins pulling down our trousers and jerking both of us off.
Wait. No.
I'm struggling to believe this.
Wait,
is
the next
real.
Bit. Read okay, the next bit.
Me and my mate took turns fucking her and even double penetrating. Then the door opens and my girlfriend comes in as we're all fucking. Haven't seen or spoken to her since.
This isn't real. This isn't
this
real.
This can't be real.
This
I don't
isn't
believe
real.
This is
a porno.
Insane.
This is a porno. This only happens in porn.
Okay, if you wrote this story and would love to come on and talk to us on the podcast and tell us this story, it can be anonymously. We can do the sound thing for your voice. We don't have to see your face. But I need you to come and say, I have questions to ask.
Whoa. Maybe this is the most unhinged fuck-off story we've ever heard.
Wow.
That is mad. Wow. No, that cannot be right. No,
I mean,
that can't
it happens, right? It happens all over the world. We're just very lucky a curious fucker went through this and told us about it. The fuck-off story.
Whoa.
That is like a fuck-off story to top fuck-off stories. I feel like that is on the leaderboard of this year.
Definitely. Definitely. Okay, so let's end with a threesome success story from a curious fucker. I had a threesome with my partner at the time and my best friend. Now I'm married to my best friend. Someone was the stronger side of the Eiffel Tower.
Oh my god, that's actually so cute, but also so jokes about the stronger side of the Eiffel Tower.
That's really cute.
Yeah. Fuck. Are you still in contact with the ex? Did they get invited to the wedding? Was it like a revised renewal situation? Like,
or was it a cheating on the best friend with the best friend situation?
Why does it have to be drama? Why can't we just bask in this
just
cuteness?
Be beautiful.
It's like no. Did you? I need the drama. We're addicted to the drama. Is
literally. Okay, curious fuckers, I hope you enjoyed this second threesome episode. Let us know if you loved it and if you want more episodes like this where it's mainly your stories and us just reacting to them, because we do fucking love that.
Yes, I'm also calling this out. If anyone has a story or a fuck-off story and wants to do a voice recording of it, DM
yes.
us in Instagram.
Yes.
Because then we can actually play it on the podcast.
That would be
and
sick.
Get it in there. That would be so good. Yeah, just make sure it's like, I mean, it's what? You can only really record for a minute. But if it's real juicy, we'll allow like 2 minutes, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But to the person who wrote us that absolutely unhinged fuck-off story, please, like, voice note us if you can. DM us if you can. We need
more info.
I feel like we need to get you on as a guest on. Like, there are so many questions. I'm also, like, really disgustingly turned on by it all. It's, like, so fucking taboo. It's messed up. That is, like, the mummy dom little boy situation right there. Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah,
although, okay, I'm assuming that they're young here. They're probably actually just normally
probably,
of age.
I think they're of age.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely just, of age.
So fucked. Although
I mean,
it's
I
when
hope
people
of
live
age.
Together, right?
Fuck
it would be
yeah,
like, maybe like early 20s, late 20s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. It's got to be.
Your mind is in the gutter, Reed.
I know. I'm fucked right
fucking
now. I'm fucking,
gutter.
Look, my period just finished. So like, I'm doomed. I was doomed from the get-go, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well... Please, as always, if you enjoyed this episode, we really would appreciate you leaving a rating and a review, because it helps get our podcast into more people's ears. And the more people that listen to this podcast, the more money we can make with it, and the more we can just do it as a living. And that would be great, because we don't earn enough money from it. Just
yes.
being honest.
Yeah. If we're just being honest right now.
Just being honest.
Yeah. Like, it would be really nice to be able to do this and not have to worry about getting in adverts and shit to keep us afloat.
We've been doing it a long enough time.
Yeah, so you can support us through Patreon. If you love this podcast, please show us your love. And we also have OnlyFans accounts. You can chat to us through OnlyFans, pay for our content, email us if you want content that's not now on fucking OnlyFans.
It's getting fucking sexy. Like, yeah, I've created so much good content recently. I'm so, like, proud of myself.
Yes, girl. Fucking get it.
Yeah.
And of course, if you don't have the cash, then please just follow us on Instagram or Twitter. We do daily, maybe not daily, definitely weekly updates on Instagram. The stories are popping. And both Florence and my personal accounts, we always put stories up. We're always posting. So keep in touch with us there at Come Curious, at ReadAmberX, and at Florence Bark.
And if you have any stories to send us in, please email them or DM us. We kind of said this before, but you can either email us at comecurious@gmail.com or love@comecurious.co.uk. And until then, see you next Thursday, curious fuckers.
See you next Thursday.
Goodbye.